Ksubis, Perek Beis, Mishneh Hei. We're going to continue with our discussion of the halachas of the din of Pesha Asa Pesha Hitter, where a person says something, and Kishela Atzmoy, that thing they wouldn't have nemanis to say, except for the fact that the whole reason why they don't have nemanis is only a matter of their own making. A woman wants to be matter herself to shuk, for that you need Eidim. But what happens if the whole isser that she was, the whole problem that she had, was gishaft al yidei what she said? That's the whole source. Is haper she'osar hu haper shehiter mipi onu chayim b'loshen ha'mishnah perek aleph. It's mamish the hemshich straight through the mishnayos. Ho'ishe she'omra eishes ish ho'yisi grushani. She's the source of the fact that she's becheskes eishes ish. And therefore, when she says grushani, the problem that she's an eishes ish that has a heter, the reason why we could believe her nemenes is shapesha also hu apesha hiter. However, that's only if she's the source. If she's the makar vim yesh edim shoyse eishes ish vhi emes grushani ena nemenes. Then avada she's not nemen because she's an eishes ish, and avada we don't believe in eishes ish to say that she's a grusha. Now, we just finished the end of Maseches Yevamos, where Avada, a woman, is nemenes to say that her husband died. But that's not the case over here where she says grusha. There is a din, however, that we're going to have later on in the Masechta, that if a woman says in front of her husband, says to Bezdin in front of her husband, that he was megarish me, there's a chazok enisha me'iza poneo b'fnei bailos. So that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about a woman whose husband has been din zayom. She comes and she says grusha. There's no takonim mishum agunois. So all there is a koyach to be nemenis like Edim. She's not nemen like Edim, but if she's the makar, then apesha asu apeshit. The same din is omron nishbeso to hoirani. She says, I was captured. We have to understand that the din of a woman who's captured, if we would have Edim, which is what we're going to have over here, the aloch is she's asura, not labaila, because loma zogon that she was nensa, she's still muteris labaila, but if she's an ashes koyin, then she has a problem. Alternatively, if she's a pnuya, so she'll become asura l'kuhuna. Over here she said nishbeisi utahirani. She says, balamais, I wasn't nenso. Nemenis, we have no source for the fact that she was nishbeis without her. Therefore, apesha asu apeshit, fashteitzach, the same idea, vim yesh edim she nishbeis, vihi emeris tahirani, she's just coming to be mad to herself, ena nemenis. Now let's understand a little bit this din a little bit better. Is this a chash de raisa that a woman who's in a matzah where she was captured by goyim is becheskas that she was nevelas? Look, she has a cheskas kashus. Mechatesi to asa her. Ein in emenis, she becomes asura. She becomes asura lebailo. She becomes asura to the future to marry a goyim. What happened to her cheskas hatter? It would sound from the pashas of the Gemara. It's the Gemara over here in the second bank that Gemara also Lamed Vov. The Gemara says Beshuya Hikilu. In certain Ifanim, they allowed Edim Psulim, or they allowed questionable types of Edis, we'll have at the end of the Perek, to be made on the kashrus of a woman who's a Shvuya, that she, even though she was Nishbeis, but she wasn't Nenso. So it definitely sounds like it's Drabon. Hikilu, normal means that it's Drabon. On the other hand, the Mashmos, the Rambam, and other Rishonim is that there definitely is a Sovik Deraisa. If a woman's in a Matzav of Shvuya, there's a vadai of something that's compromising. We find in other places also, even when there's a sofik about something, when there's a vadai bifoneinu to create that sofik, l'moshul, let's say, Rishonim say, by a man through his wife a get. There's a sofik whether the get's kosher, if it's korv loy or korv lo, that breaks her cheskes eshdish. Why there was a maisa brura of a mesinas get. The question is whether the get was actually chal. Over here, the shvuya, the state of shevi, itself is a vadai. Whether that svar is a deraisa or it's purely a chumra derabonon, like we're saying, seems to be a machlokes rishonim. Vinishvi, once she's a shvuya, she's asura. So we don't believe her, since there's a vadai shvuya b'fanenu, we don't believe her when she says. We don't even believe her husband. Mishnah later on, the second parak, we don't believe her husband to say that she wasn't shvuya. You have to have outsiders to be makel her, to be mad to her. She herself, if the only way we know about the Shevi, so then you have the Nemonis of Pesha also, who are Pesha Hitter. The last line in the Mishnah, V'im Yishin Nises Bo Edim, is a very real possibility. She said, Tahirani, Nishbesi Tahirani. Okay, so we say, fine. She goes back to her husband, the Kohen, or she gets married to a Kohen. Now she got married, well, let's say in the first case of the mission, she says, Eishesisha Yisi Grushani, Bezin says, fine, go get married. She goes and gets married. Now all of a sudden, Edom come. It doesn't mean, by the way, that she was nichshel, that she's still married to her first husband. It just means that her nemonis of Pesha Hittir is upended because now they're Edom that she was an Eishesish. So do we say that since we believed her B'shaitoi, that's what it sounds like in the Mishnah, we believe B'shaitoi, so really she could stay married. V'mishinisis bo Edom arezu lo teitze. So, the truth of the matter is that this is a discussion in the Gemara. Dav Chav Gimel, and the Gemara Lemaisa comes out that this line of Harezu Leitez is only going on the Sefer. Remember, like we just said, that the Pashtus is, the Gemara certainly used the Lashon, that by Shvuya he kilu, it's only a Chshash. It means even if we look at the Shevi as a problem, but we don't know for sure that she was Nitmeis, we don't see for sure that there's a situation. Shevi means just there's a Sofik Brura Bufonenu, she's in a compromising situation. But we don't see an Issa Bufonenu. So therefore, once we believe her, that breaks the Sofik. We'll say it even more than that. Now she's Huchsak as an Isha Ksheira Bufonenu. So whether she can stay married. She wouldn't have Nemonis HaPesha Hosea Pesha Itte, but now we're already Machzik that her Shevi did not have her in a problem. She was not Nitmis. So Mela, we leave her in that situation. The case of the Reisha, when Edom come along, they say, no, we know this woman was an Eishes Ish, so now we have an Issa Brur Bifonenu, and we don't, L'maisa L'mafre, Vertnes Gala, we don't have an Eidus, we don't have a Pesha Osa of hers to upend that. So what do we have? We have a Vadois, a woman who's an Eishes Ish. We might see her Mibailo. Rishen Mamais of one Knech. What's going to happen now? So when she got married to a second fellow, we might see her Mibal again. It doesn't mean her first husband is still alive. We have no idea. We just know that we can't believe her until they're Edom that her first husband died. But you're going to have to be might see her from a second husband. If the husband gives her a get, Vinishvi, she's not going to be able to marry a Kohen because she's a Grusha Al Kaponim Yisofik, definitely from the second husband. But what happens if the second husband died? We might see her from the second husband. Before he gives her a get, he died. The Pashtus is that she's not a grusha, but Lamaisa, she did say she was a grusha. She said she was a grusha from the first husband. It comes out the reason why we have to be mitzvah from the second husband is because she said grusha from the first husband. She al kopanim, even though she's not nemenis now, but haray, the whole reason why we nem on what a woman's saying, if she's saying eshesish oyisi, she's the pesha osar, is shavya nafshchetich disura. At the very least, we believe her shavya nafshet says she's a grusha. So she still can't marry a Kohen. Let's say Aiden now show up with a report that her first husband's dead. In the interim, her second husband died. She can't marry a Kohen because she said on herself, Gushani. So as far as we're concerned, it's possible that her first husband divorced her before he died. Yeah, we know he's dead now. She's not Neish Zish. But Lamaisa, it could very well be that she's a Grusha. Or Al-Gabana, we have to nemon what she's saying, that she's a Grusha. So that problem will still remain. Remember that this whole Mishnah, when a woman says Eshesishani, or she says Shvuya, all that is not an emonis. We don't believe a person when they incriminate themselves, they make a problem. That's called Shaven Avshchatik Adisur, the same way we had in Perikrishin. When a husband says Pesach Pesuch Matzosi. L'maisa, there's in Tesanta Machlek Sushenma, this Pesha also. You have a woman, she said, we'll take the first case. Eshesish Hoyisi Ugrushani. Do we believe the second Chelek Ugrushani because it's in the same sentence? What happens? Let's say she came along and she said, Eishes Ish Hoyisi. And then she says, an hour later. So we hear, okay, an Eishes Ish. Then an hour later she says, Grushani. Oh, we already believe you in Eishes Ish. You're already Huchzak Bufonenu in Eishes Ish. We can't believe you now. So some Rishonim Taina Rabbi Yoin in the Shita and all this Taina that has to be Mamash Teichid Ediba. In order that the only thing we hear is Eishes Ish Ugrushani. We hear it as one sentence. We don't hear that you're also. All we hear B'Teich HaYisur is that you're Moteris. So that has to be Teichid Ediba. All this hold, Shita brings also Shita B'Shem Ramah. Doesn't have to be Teichid Ediba, but it has to be Boisei Maimid, Asuka Boisei, and Lamaisa, the Psak of the Tur, in Ebenezer Kufnun Beis is neither that nor that. As long as it's reasonable that what you're saying is B'toich HaDvarim. It doesn't have to be that you're Asuka Moisein. The Bach is Ma'ir on that, that's only because she said Loshen, the way it is in the Mishnah, of Eshes Ish Hoyisi. Eshes Ish Hoyisi means I was. So now, even if she comes back the next day and she says Grushani, since yesterday was all Shavya Nafshidik, we don't have Edim that you're an Eshes Ish. All we have is you said it. So you said Hoyisi, now you're just being wasted the second half of the sentence, so that's fine. What would be if she would say Eshes Ish Ani? So then when you say Grushani, you're being Chayzer. Eshtishani means in the present. Grushani means also in the present. You're being Chayzer on what you said. How could you be Chayzer? How could you be Chayzer on what you said? You can't be Chayzer on what you said. You could only make that the original Nemonus goes together. A Pesha also goes together with the Pesha Hit. So that's a Lemaisa, that last Knech is a Machloikis. The Bach, Beishmol, and others say that. Says Levitis Vort. The Pesha also Pesha Iti is because the two parts complement each other and they're not Soysu. She can't be Choyzu on what she said. If somebody is Asus herself on Monday, she can't be Mater herself on Tuesday. You can't change your mind. Yesterday we believed you. You could only amend and be Moisiv on what you said Monday in a way that's not Soysu. Now, there is a way that a person, this is mentioned in the Gemara, that a person could ask to themselves and then walk that back. That's called amasla. Amasla means that a person gives a reasonable excuse why they said what they said. So the Gemara says, for instance, a woman said, Eishes Ish Ani, on Monday. She comes back on Tuesday. She says, look, there are no Edim Amin Eishes Ish. The reason why I said it yesterday is because there were four people that were pressuring me, four Shadchanim, that were pressuring me with the Shidduch. So I just said, I'm taken. Kofts Alay Anoshim. I said, I'm taken. But I didn't really mean it. If she explains herself in a way that's reasonable, so then we believe her. Why? Because since the whole Nemonis is her, it's similar to the idea of a Pesha also, since it's only Shavya Nafshidik, so Mela, we could believe you as long as you give a reasonable explanation why you said what you said. The ganze Shmuz, Kiyadu and Shmaitzavav, a long Arichus, a Machlokes Rishonim, what about things that are really a Nemonis? Not things that we don't believe you, but you have to stick with because you said it. Shavya Nafshidik, so we don't believe a woman says she's an Eishes Ish. No, so you ask it yourself, so you have to stay with it. What happens on a thing that's taken among us? Lamashal, the father says, as biti nosat l'shazeh, the Torah says he's Nemon to say that his daughter, he was Mekabel Kedushin for her. What do you mean he's not Edim? A father is Nemon, the Torah says, to say that his daughter is married. What happens if he said his daughter's married on Monday? Tuesday, he walks it back with a reasonable reason why there was somebody after him, etc. And he walks it back with an amasla. A gansmachlok, it's known as the yisoid of the chachme provencia, that moed yitok and amasla doesn't work. Amasla is only when it's an artificial nemonis. We don't really believe you. You said it, so you have to stick with it. So you can walk that back. But if it's a real nemonis, then the Torah gave it a chedus. So you can't walk back. We just got finished learning in the Mishnah before. In the Mishnah of Shtaris, that is Alocha Kim Shigit Shumani Chayzer Magid. Mishnah Vav. Shtei Noshim Shenishbu. Two women were Shvuyim. Zoy Semes Nishbesi Utahirani. Vizoy Semes Nishbesi Utahirani. Enem Nemonis. We said before in Mishnah Hey that a woman who we know was a Shvuyah is not Nemon to say that she was not Nishbes. The assumption is that she was Nishbes. Until there are Edim that say otherwise. So each one saying on themselves can't be matter themselves. However, Bizman Shein Mi Idezu Azu, what happens if each one says Edus on the other one? Hare Elu Nemonois. Each one is Nemenes on the other one. And here's a Chiddush. Lechor, if we, the assumption is that a woman who's a Shvuya was Nensa, Yidei the Goyma, Yidei the captors, so then why should a woman be Nemon? Lechor, you should need two Edim Ksherim. No. So here's clearly the Rav speaks it out. To be shvuya hekilu lahachshe elechod v'afilu eved, afilu isha, afilu kotn, mesich levitumai. Similar to the halachas of where we're mekel mishumiguna in the end of Yevamos, those are the criteria for being matter shvuya. And then the halachas are el namaras. The chiddush over here is we're going to have the mission later on, also says the hekilu. But the chiddush is over here, even though two women were together, you would say that each one's sticking her neck out for the other one because she's expecting back in return. No, I feel like we believe each one on the other one. Now, we just had a bunch of different cases of Pesha Asa. We finished the Indian of Pesha Asa, which really started Mipi Anu Chayim back in the first Perek. And now we discussed a bunch of Mishnayis of Pesha Asa, starting from the Din of Asoda, where there's a disputed Bailus, with the Sugi of Shtarois, where they say, where the Edom said the Shtar is possible, and now on to Dinim of Evin Ezer. And each Mishnah the Gemara speaks out is a Gevissa Kneich, a Halacha, of the Halachas of Pesha Asa. The Gemara Chov Gimel makes the Cheshm. The case of the Sod in the beginning of the Perek is Dine Momne, so there might be a Choymer to saying Pesha Asa. Remember that a Pesha Asa, we spoke out then in the Mishnah of Shtaris, that Pesha Asa is Meshach Shaychi B'midim Suyams to the idea of a Migu. Migu B'derech Lal is not Moitzi Momen. Over here, the Pesha Asa will establish Bailus of the Momen Keneged the Marikama. It's Moitzi Momen. The next Mishnah by Shtoros is not Toyin Vinitin, it's Edim that want to go against the Klal of Kivin Chicken Shuvin Yichoy Zor Magid. A Chiddush, the Mishnah has to say Pesha Asa in that context. Then the Mishnah has to say the Din of Pesha Asa in the context of Shavya Navshchati Chedisur, the Dinim of Evin Ezer. There's also a Chiddush over here, the Gemara speaks out because of the Chiddush of Imnises Loitetze, even though now there is no Pesha Asa. So each Mishnah has its aspect that's Mechudish, but that's the Tzuris of the Shmaitze of the Dinim of Pesha Asa.